stop. Rock it around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Christmas is you. That's all. It's Foghat from 92.3 K-Rock, classic rock and roll radio, and Brenda Lee before that, of course, and Rockin' Around a Christmas Tree. And that's exactly what I'm doing, just providing you with a little music to rock around your Christmas tree. And just in case you are one of the people, you know, they say that the Christmas time is the time where, in addition to so much joy all over the world, some folks get just a little bit depressed at this season of the year. And to help you in your deep depression, here's a song that just might go along with a Christmas that's not so happy, but a great song. We're talking about The King on K-Rock. The way Christmas is supposed to be, isn't it? You know, White Christmas, I think, is like one of the most sung songs in the universe. And it's written by Irving Berlin, isn't it? And this time around, it is performed in the most soulful way that you can perform White Christmas by Mr. Otis Redding.
Treetop, listen, little bitty tune. They're trying to listen to hear. for the sleigh bells that are ringing in the snow. Give me all your Christmas day. Be so white, little white, give me a couple of things. It's Christmas time, and there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. For your arms around the world at Christmas time. God say a prayer. Pray for the other one at Christmas time. It's hard, but when you're having fun, there's no world outside your window. And it's the world of dread and fear. Ready or the world of glory. Look it up, sing us to this. And the Christmas bell that we sing.
Thank you.
McCartney. Hello, this is Paul McCartney. It's Paul McCartney. Feed the world. Do they know it's Christmas? Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney wrote a Christmas song. As a matter of fact, he wrote a couple of them, some of which you may never have heard, like this one.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere. Home. London.
Hey!
Oh.
And New York.
Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
The moon is bright, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough, simply having a wonderful Christmas time, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes the time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Mr. Bunsey remakes page 444.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
out. About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
No, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes, you know. The guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too.
No.
Yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
Oh, I think I kicked out of the projects, man.
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know.
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know. It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world. No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blitzen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, Miami, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and their own Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And do this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more to Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man.
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you what it was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Not repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, he wouldn't be in disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a shop in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I've seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Hey, wait a minute, man.
Get out of here, you guys.
No, I played with this
dude. You didn't play with Santa Claus. Come on, tell the truth. It's Christmas time. You didn't play with, did you? Anything else to say, you guys?
This is Cheech and Chong wishing everybody out there a
Merry Christmas!
Happy New Year!
Yeah, what a pal. What a pair of pals. Cheech and Chong on 92.3 K-Rock. Kind of classic rock and roll radio on this Christmas day. With me, Jimmy Fink, and maybe this guy, since he knows Santa's old lady pretty well, maybe he is, in fact. The backdoor Santa, is that possible? K-Rock.
They call me backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me backdoor Santa. Break a day. Oh, oh, oh. I'm
backdoor Santa. A 92.3 K-Rock, Clarence Carter. And this is Jimmy Fink, and as long as we're into a blues thing, maybe you know somebody who's in Chicago this Christmas. Well, this one's for them. K-Rock, Mr. Leon Russell.
Well, I woke up this morning, the snow's falling on the ground. Yes, I woke up this morning, the snow's falling on the ground. And it's Christmas in Chicago, and my baby can't be found.
Christmas time, call it the Hendrix Christmas Medley from 92.3 K-Rock, classic rock and roll and rock and soul radio.
Thank you.
Tabernacle Choir. It ain't the Temptations. It is a 92.3 K-Rock with me, Jimmy Fink.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is your singing Santa, Eddie Kendricks, wishing you the best Christmas ever and good vibrations for the coming year.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great way. North? And it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser, here's the quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
That's
so that's two. And then what's after that? Boxing Day. No, get out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's three.
Yeah.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's five?
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay. Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me beer. And a beer. Okay. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast and a beer. Well, on the three French toast and a beer. Oh, yeah. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden toques, three French toast and a beer. Three. Okay, on the sixth, two golden. Five golden toques. Three French toast and a beer in a tree. Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven packs of smoke, five golden toots, three French toast and a beer in a tree. I keep forgetting. Eighth day, when the true love gave to me seven packs of smoke, six packs of 2 4 5. And a beer. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12. Yeah. Golden tooth, 4 pounds of bag. Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven. Yeah? Stairway to what? You think it ranks with Stairway to Heaven? It sounds more like a little bit of a disco beat there, you guys. What's the matter with Bob and Doug McKenzie, huh?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Huh? This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for stopping by this morning with me, Jimmy Fink, on Christmas Day from 92.3 K-Rock. with a rockin' winter wonderland right in front of us, and the fabulous T-Birds on K-Rock. T-Birds. It's a rock and winter wonderland on this Christmas day at 92.3 K-Rock, classic rock and roll radio. And I'm Jimmy Fink. I love this particular song. This version of it is just so kind of like almost unbelievable. Such a beautiful song and a beautiful singer. At Christmas time, this one could actually even sort of make you cry. I'm talking about Chrissy Hynde and her Pretenders. And I'm Jimmy Fink, hoping you have yourself a merry little Christmas. K-Rock.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on,
especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2456 9783.
Christmas Day.
All the best.
This is George Harrison saying happy Christmas, happy Christmas, 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 happy, happy.
Oh, good evening to you, Gene. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Good evening to you, gentlemen. I fear. Good evening to one and all. I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life, is Mama's little boy.
I'd like to say that I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year. And a good time to be had by all.
And I'd like to say practically the same exact thing. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. a wonderful holiday with people you love. And I hope you're around next year and the year after and the year after that, because 88's almost done. And on behalf of K-Rock, I'm Jimmy Fink. I'd just like to thank you for a wonderful year.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
Thank you for a wonderful year.
Tally on.
Look out for yourself. Come in.
And Christmas came in the fall, and your bunny played us through every bristling tea, people. All the best from me. From the beastie dragon mutton to the hill in the lane, heavy strutting with much terror, dear arms on spec, the king. But the way you find me.
Peace, do you?
Yes, and freedom.
I see.
Freedom is mine and everything.
I see. Really nice.
Everybody will just be flying around, you know.
Everybody will just be flying around, you see. Do you understand that?
The air is so crisp and all that, and just something about
even,
crisp
and even.
And
brightly shone the moonlight night.
Like a strange magic, you know, just flowing down the process of us.
To King Wenceslas to town on the feast of Happy Christmas.
This is Jimmy Fink. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And a Merry New Year.
Happy Christmas.
To wait to hear a classic, because you're tuned to 92.3 WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio, K-Rock.